It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session with Jeremy West. Today we're exploring a deeply meaningful question. Is it possible to rebuild a sense of spirituality after experiencing religious trauma? The short answer, absolutely. While healing religious trauma can leave you feeling disconnected, finding a new path to spirituality is a journey worth taking. This time, it's a journey you control, led by your own values, beliefs, and experiences. Imagine that your spiritual journey is like walking a path in the early morning fog. When you were young, others may have handed you a predetermined map with clear instructions on where to go, insisting that this path was the only way forward. But now, you've left that map behind, and the path ahead is misty and undefined. It might feel unnerving at first, walking without a map, and with only your inner compass to guide you. Yet, as you take one mindful step after another, little by little, the fog begins to clear. With each step, you come to trust yourself more, discovering hidden landscapes you never knew existed, and realizing that you are capable of charting your own way forward. Letting go of the old map means allowing yourself to redefine what spirituality means. It's freeing because spirituality doesn't have to fit into one particular mold. It can be a connection with nature, a deep sense of compassion for others, or a quiet peace you cultivate through meditation. Take the time to listen inwardly and to explore what feels right, letting go of the need to conform to any external expectations. Once you have let go of what no longer serves you, you can experiment with ways to bring a renewed sense of spirituality into your life. Here are a few practices that might help you reconnect in a meaningful way. But don't take my word for it. Try for yourself. If it works, keep doing it. If it doesn't, find something new. Number one, mindfulness and meditation. Practicing mindfulness doesn't require belief in any specific system. It's simply a way of reconnecting with yourself and the present moment, helping you cultivate peace from within. Number two, connecting with nature. Spending time outdoors, observing the changing seasons, or simply feeling the earth beneath your feet can bring a sense of wonder and connection. For many, nature serves as a reminder of the interconnectedness of life. Three, creativity as a sacred practice. Art, music, and writing can be spiritual in themselves. When you create, you tap into a sense of flow that can feel transcendent and fulfilling. Four, community and compassion. Sharing kindness and connecting with others can be a powerful way to rebuild spirituality. Even simple acts of compassion often foster a sense of purpose and connectedness. One of the most empowering steps in rebuilding spirituality is learning to trust your own inner compass. After years of looking to others for spiritual guidance, you now have the opportunity to look within. Reflect on what brings you joy, peace, or meaning, and honor that as a part of your spiritual journey. Daily reflection can be a powerful practice here. Ask yourself, what brings me peace today? Or what helps me feel connected? You might even find it helpful to keep a journal of these reflections to track your growth. Let me share a story about a young man named Sam. Sam grew up in a faith tradition that left him feeling disillusioned and disconnected. For years, Sam avoided any form of spirituality, feeling that it was tainted by his past experiences. One day, during a walk in the mountains, Sam felt a profound sense of connection, something he hadn't felt in years. Over time, he came to realize that this feeling was a form of spirituality, a connection to the world around him and to himself. And I know a lot of people find going to see live music gives them that same sense of connection that they have had within the church and singing within the church. So it's particularly live music where everyone knows the words and sings along, you know, Taylor Swift. But Sam's story reminds us that spirituality doesn't have to fit into a certain mold. It can be a quiet, deeply personal experience that grows with time, nurtured by the unique ways that you find meaning. Rebuilding your spirituality isn't something that happens overnight. It's a gradual unfolding. Some days you might feel deeply connected to something greater. Other days it may feel like nothing is happening. Allow yourself to move at your own pace, knowing that each step is a part of the journey. You might even consider setting a gentle daily intention, like asking yourself, how many more ways can I connect with a sense of peace even more? Spirituality after religious trauma becomes a personal journey, one that's directed by your own beliefs and experiences. So allow yourself to explore it on your terms, step by step, trusting that clarity will come with time. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to explore more about healing and mindfulness, visit jeremywest.net, where I offer coaching services and additional resources such as the guided meditations that are a companion to this podcast. And if you have any questions for a future episode, email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.